You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
It is time to get going as we're just sitting here yapping away live from Sunbelt Media Days. And this is kind of how it goes. This is what happens when – did he just put on his sunglasses? Do you see this? This is unbelievable.
It's bright in here.
Sean Fox, what station you work for again? Where are you? So you're getting a back rub?
Thank you,
yeah,
brother.
Somewhere in Monroe.
Yeah.
Nobody, Rustin, Monroe.
Funroe. Yeah, Sports Talk 97.7.
Exactly. That's
yes.
Okay, that's...
Am I good now?
What is it, 97?
Sports Talk 97.7. Gotcha. You've only been coming on for 15 years.
Yeah, something like that. As we're back.
This is my annual come on your show, so...
This is the once, only time we really want you on. I mean, what else is there to really talk about up there, man?
Nothing.
Yeah. Well, ULM is in the conference, so we'll talk to Nick White Voice.
Yeah, he talks to the voice. Let's talk about something else.
Yeah, exactly right. We will, because I do for years. What is it? How many years have we come up
like
now?
Like 15.
15 years.
Yeah, we've been friends kind of for a long time.
Well, that's a loose term.
I know.
That's a loose term. But we have been coming on, well, I've been coming on
your
show.
Yeah, I come on your show once a year. You come on mine once a week.
Well, I'm busy. It's a lot of things to talk about. But Saints, Pelicans, Hornets back in the day when it first started.
Yes.
So we will touch on that here as well, because can you believe it, other than you being actually here, which is an accomplishment in of itself.
Yeah.
To the event last night.
So, yeah, you know this. I am from here.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, my family still lives on the North Shore. Like,
right.
Literally, I'm the only one who's not here now. Mm-hmm. Gus, they do this event called the Fado Do.
Yes.
Which it's a good – and it was a Fado don't for me. It's
held over there at Mardi Gras World.
Yeah, it's an open bar,
and
they give you, like, as soon as you walk in, they give you a drink.
Uh-huh.
And then they, like, this year they decided, hey, before they even get on the bus, let's have free drinks for them at the hotel.
Oh, at the hotel?
Yes.
Wow.
So
really?
Then, you know, I'm thank God for Bourbon Street, but if you've done it, you don't need to do it again. Like, especially, I know locals, you avoid it. I haven't been to Bourbon Street in years. I've had no desire. It just so happens we got a guy who had never been in New Orleans before.
Oh, no.
So I was like, listen.
So you, being
you
such
have
a,
to
a
go,
gentleman,
yes.
You had to let him know what it was all about.
I said, we have to go at least make a lap down, bro, because you can't go to New Orleans and not.
A lap. What constitutes a lap?
Well, 3 hours. Gus, I don't.
3 hours later?
I don't know how I got back to my room.
Right.
Every, like,
this was all last
every
night.
Trick in the book with the shot girls and all those things that you try, I fell for it all. It was, my room looks like from the set of CSI New Orleans.
You fell for the tricks. Huh? They're trying to trick you into shots?
They tricked me into shots.
Really?
Although, like, I was like I was a sucker last night.
Jordan, you're not buying any of this, are you?
No, it just sounds like he was taken advantage of.
Oh, is that what that was?
It was a string of bad decisions.
Yes. I don't know.
Let's say the event started at 8.
Wow.
And I got here 11-ish.
Okay.
Walked from the convention center with my suitcase. all the way to the dome.
A lot of peer pressure.
This is the club level, right?
Yeah, something like that.
It's nice. It's right when you.
Thank God it's air conditioned.
You take a couple of escalators up in the dome, and this is the Loge Lounge or something. I don't know. It's one of those things.
Where the fancy people
sit. Yeah, it's really nice. Anyway, it's Sunbelt Media Days. Obviously, we're going to have a lot of fun and talk to a lot of different people pertaining to this this conference here as well. SEC Media Days, a lot of the other media days happened last week.
This is the best one, though, from going to Conference USA. Going to SEC.
You live at SEC Media Days. You like that as well.
No, we didn't go this year.
Okay.
I refused. It's just not worth it. Let's be honest. It's content for the SEC Network.
Right.
Now. That's pretty much what the event is. By far, this event, it doesn't get the.
But do you miss the fans like you would at the SEC? And you see people wearing, like, you know,
but it's only
Alabama rings.
It's only like that for Alabama.
Auburn.
Did you see the Auburn crowd compared to the Alabama crowd? There's like five Auburn fans. There's like 500. Well, there's these things called the interweb. And you could go on the Twitter.
I have no interest.
You can see pictures. It's like you're almost. It's like you're there.
If it doesn't pop up on my Twitter timeline, I probably don't follow it.
Your Insta snap.
If that makes.
You think
sense.
Alabama buys fans for them to go there?
No, they don't.
That guy, I'm sure. I'm glad they let him off work from stocking at the pig to go.
I want to touch a little bit
nothing
on
wrong
that
with the Piggly Wiggly
as well. Let me let everybody know what's coming up. Marlon Fayrar is going to join us at 12:15. We'll touch on the
big fave.
The locker rooms. Boy, has that been a topic last night, yesterday evening when LSU unveiled that on social media.
I could use that pod right now, I can promise you.
I'll tell you something. It's pretty incredible
to
look at both the pros and cons. And why I say con is because there's people that are looking at it from a different perspective, looking at the $28 million that renovated there. And then there was a student that posted a picture of the library that has a leak.
Okay.
And like looks, a hole in the actual wall.
Yeah, it looks in disarray.
The library's not winning national championships.
That's one of the things that I was talking to Marlon about this morning. I'm like, look, I'm not being disrespectful because I do think education should be invested in. But it's about administrators appropriately using that administrative money. And let's be honest, the last time, because what are they up to, about $75, $79, $80, the official Nike coaches polos that you
go buy
for any school?
That's Gus Cattingill money. I don't know.
They're easily that, right?
Yeah.
Last time you purchased new gear based on the research paper from the chem department. It, again, not saying that it's not important, but they have to go out and go get grants and go do that. It is what it is. University athletic departments, especially football, they are your premier source of promoting your school.
Correct me if I'm wrong, LSU's athletic department gives back to the school.
Well, yes, again. But I remember I go back a long time ago. This one over here reminded me last week. Our age difference is greater than how long he's been alive.
Wow.
He's 20. I'm 43. So it's a 23-year difference. Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow.
But when I was a junior, right, you know, you go to your counselor and you're looking at schools to apply and things of that nature, right? So you start looking at, hey, let's, you know, which schools do you want? You have that book. Probably it's all digital now. But you remember you'd go and you had the book, the reference book.
Sure.
And that reference book had all the schools listed and, you know, population and what you needed to get in, the GPA and all of that stuff. You remember that?
Mine was limited, yes.
Okay, but I agree.
Right.
But you remember that,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
I remember quickly scrolling through the alphabet to universities based off of what I do from their sports programs.
It's the window.
Like Miami. Let's go check it out. I had no idea University of Miami
private
student
school,
population was like 10,000 less. It was a ton to kind of get in. And, you know, so I don't know. It was your athletic departments get people interested in your university.
It's the front porch. It's the window. You throw out the cliches. That's how we know about most of these schools. Absolutely.
One of the things as well that we're looking at that we'll have here is Kirk Merritt coming up at 1:30. Arkansas State went to Destrehan High School, actually.
Stud.
Yeah.
Put up all kinds of the spark records at one time. Remember that the thing in Oregon?
Okay.
The dude could fly.
Yeah.
Probably the top receiver in the Sun Belt.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, he is.
Okay. Well, he's going to stop by here at 1:30. Keith Gill, the new commissioner, at 2:30 to touch a little bit on the conference. And Billy Napier, head coach of your Raging Cajuns. Last year, why? See, why'd you do that? Look, I mean,
you didn't say Louisiana, so we're good.
Well, again,
we don't subscribe to that up north.
It is funny how that works, huh?
Yeah, we don't. It's not. It's frowned upon.
Louisiana University.
Tech, look, Louisiana Tech and ULM do not agree on anything.
And do not but call them ooh la la.
But that.
Do not go ULL.
They try to give them that extra L every year.
Oh, I see what you did there. In-state rivalries. But Coach Napier's
they
team.
They do exist, kind of.
They were the conference title game first time that the Sun Belt had that last year. We came on over from Florida, right?
Yeah, he had look, he's coached under Saban and Dabo. He's a heck of a coach.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to be
around much longer.
Around this Media Day event much longer.
Oh.
One or two more years.
Really? Should I ask him that at 2:30? Coach, final year? No.
Will you?
You want to be present when I ask that?
So how long are you here for?
No, we don't do it like that. But last year, Appalachian State was in that title game. They won it all. They're picked again. I looked at their preseason all-conference team, and it's basically everybody, like at every position.
Yeah, and like every unit, like, you know, the unit rankings, they're like one or two in every unit ranking.
Uh-huh.
I think they've got a really favorable non-conference schedule, too. I think they play at North Carolina and at South Carolina. Obviously, I think North Carolina and South Carolina are going to be favored in that game. But I think App State is one of those sneaky teams, Gus, that could be, for G5, be that New Year's Six buster. I think they could be that team this year. I think they're in the conversation. I think Central Florida is going to take – I think Central Florida is still going to be good, but I think they're going to take a step back. Looking at App State's schedule, what they have coming back, they're really good. Really good. That's my dynamite insight.
I'm impressed he can speak this well.
Dude, barely. Uh-huh. It hurts to talk. It hurts to breathe.
I mean,
right
he's
now.
Almost doing better than you.
Wow.
Yet I'm in Monroe and he's in New Orleans.
Well, yeah, correct.
I mean,
yeah. There's reasons for that. There really is.
I'm sorry. Is David Griffin here?
Hard to believe that we have gotten here. It is here. It is Saints training camp week. The rookies reported last Thursday. Veterans report this Thursday. Sean, obviously we'll touch on the Pels here coming up a little bit after we speak with Marlon.
Absolutely.
But got about 2-3 minutes here before the segment wraps up and we get to Marlon. You're my top storyline. We talked about this on Friday on your show. And I said, look, it's health. I don't care about anything else. It's health. Yes, we have to sort of the next month report how many catches Kamara had, who got a pass deflection, who's starting at this, who got work with the ones and twos. That's great. That's, I guess, something that Saints fans want to go see. I'm going to give the updated sellout list of the fans that have packed, you know, or have tickets for training camp practices. But in reality, it's real simple for me when it comes to the New Orleans Saints. Get your butts to the Texans game as healthy as possible because that's what matters. That first four-game stretch could be a really, you know, launching point, I think, for this team. You come back 3-1 or something. Or you start
Texans,
there.
Seahawks, Rams.
Rams,
Seahawks, Dallas.
Yes.
I know it's not
it.
That
Those
order.
Four.
Yeah,
no, no, that's it, that order, yeah. Seattle's the third one. So, I mean, you need to be healthy. We saw this team struggle towards the end last year in the playoffs because of the health of the offensive line. Health, to me, is the thing. Again, we're going to be talking about on your Fridays or here on the show about who does what. Great.
Well, I won't be talking on your show today. But
again, you know, we'll see. I mean, maybe somebody from North Louisiana makes a play or something in camp.
You find that person.
To me, it's health.
Yeah.
What's your number one storyline going into training camp?
Look, Gus, to me, you're right. I think health is obviously a big one. I think this is the deepest team the Saints have had, and I feel like I said that last year.
Right.
I've been incredibly impressed with what they've been able to do on both sides of the ball, building this roster. Man, look, can you do it again? And it's not get over the loss thing. It's just you and I had a conversation Friday. I'm not going to rewatch the Rams game ever again, but I rewatched the Eagles game. It was on the NFL Network the other day. And just the thin line between winning and losing. Like, I think the Saints are going to have a better team this year. That doesn't mean the record's going to be the same or better. It's just so – I know it's cliched, but it's just so – tough to win in this league because if the Saints don't convert on that fake punt, Philadelphia's up 14-0 with the ball inside the Saints 30-yard line, and that game could be over.
Right.
Look what happened after that. It's just, to me, can you continue to have some of the breaks go your way? And obviously we remember the break that didn't go the way at the end, but can you get up again? Again, it's not because of the loss. It's just how hard it is to win in this league. The team could be better, and it might not look. It might not show record wise.
I touched on it on your show on Friday. I never enjoy talking about this team, but I think it's something you do because you're talking about the fine line of winning and losing. The Falcons lost four games last year in the last play of the game.
We had a caller somebody texted after you go off, and you're like, is Gus high? And I said, probably. Yeah. But what's he seeing in Atlanta? I was like, I actually agree with Gus. Like, Atlanta's got an extremely talented roster.
But it's true,
pains
though.
I'm not high, but that's
just reality.
Right.
You can go back and look at it. The first six games, you know, I mean, it did. And that's the difference. I mean, you look at their record, they won 3-13, you know.
No.
Or what, 7 wins? 7-9?
Yeah.
So, you know.
With Deion Jones out, with Keanu Neal out, I mean.
And the thing is, you know, you look at it conversely, right? The Saints won some games. You know, the Benson breath at Baltimore. I mean, Cleveland.
Nice.
If that guy
never
makes some kicks, you know,
nice.
I mean, it does that. So, those are two right there where you don't have home field. Maybe you are the wild card, you know. So I mean, it is that fine line to do.
Well, we remember that juggernaut stretch where the Saints were doing things in the NFL. You're not supposed to blow out teams by 30 points in the NFL. Like with the Saints in October, what they were doing. I mean, it's more like the Benson's breath game. That's how most NFL games are. And you're right. We just think about how the juggernaut the Saints were. Saints caught some breaks along the way too.
Well, you have to.
And that's the league.
You can't ever really
win.
That's the league. Whether it's LSU's national champions. Some teams had to lose to get into it, and you go, I mean, you never apologize for why you get to where you get to those situations. You got to get there. You put yourself in those situations and positions to do that. But, again, I'm glad to know that. I make one comment about the Falcons now.
Oh, well,
I'm on drugs.
It's like if you praise the enemy, it's all right. Are you a Falcons fan?
Yeah,
I was like, no, we kind of call it like you see it.
But look, Saints was one game, right?
Yep.
In week three. Bengals, they lost 37.
And the Saints
36.
Game was overtime, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then, again, you just lost some games where you're like, you got to be kidding me. But, look, again, when you lose those two components, if the Saints lost Cam Jordan and Alvin Kamara, that was the Falcons last year.
Yeah.
Period, end of story. I mean, Deion Jones is their heart and soul in that defense. I mean, they just gave him a massive contract to prove it, right? And Freeman is, again, that backfield to me, you can Julio Jones me all you want. We talked about it on your show all the time. That backfield is what makes Matt Ryan and Jones and everybody even more deadly. So you take them out of there, they're not the same team. And still yet, they're in a game. Look, they won the last three games of the season last year to finish at 7-9. That's why, and that's when Deion Jones came back.
Yeah,
so.
And just talking about the, like, you have to assume Cam healthy. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves Christian McCaffrey this year. I don't know if they predict he or Kamara, maybe both, but I've seen more McCaffrey, the thousand,
right.
Receiving, rushing. And I have to imagine Tampa. I like Bruce Arians a lot. I think he's a hell of a football coach.
Right.
I got to imagine Tampa's going to be. But so it's just, again, we keep throwing out these cliches, but they exist for a reason. It's just hard to win in the league. I think the Saints are going to win the division. I think they're going to be a playoff team. But, man.
I do too.
13-3 again, that's asking a lot.
And again, it all comes down to why I say my number one thing as we hit our first break is simple. Health. I mean, it honestly boils down to health with this team. And any team. I get that. Any team. I mean, we saw it. We just talked about the Falcons. Talked about some of the other teams. But with the Saints, if they're healthy, man, I like my chances coming off the bus, you know, and out of the locker room.
And I'm anxious to see, can the Saints – how's the crowd? Like, I think for the Texans game,
right?
It's going to be phenomenal. That place was at a different level for the Eagles and Rams game. Can Saints fans keep it at that level for eight games in the regular season?
That's the unfortunate aspect of it as we hit our first break. Yeah. I mean, you set up and did everything you could last year and haven't cashed in. The last 2 years, you've needed miracle plays. I see Brian tweeting that this morning. We're going to have him in on the show tomorrow. But bottom line, you got to go cash in now. I mean, you should have been maybe in two Super Bowls, but you're not.
Yep.
And you got to go do it. So that's my motto this year. Finish strong 2.0. Don't go anywhere. We come back at 12:30. I want to definitely touch on the mood and feeling up there in North Louisiana about the Pels.
Lock up.
And how it's changed. Because you guys have been an affiliate, right?
Yep.
Okay, so we'll touch on that as well. Up next, Marlon Favorite. He is not happy. His locker room didn't look anything like the locker room that LSU has right now. We'll touch on that next with Marlon Favorite as we're live from Sunbelt Media Days here in the Superdome on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
As a leader in sanitation for the oil and gas industry, Joe Septic Contractors caters to all field clients offering vacuum truck service for the offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Joe Septic Contractors offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings. Call Joe Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit our website at www.joeseptic.com.
The locally owned UPS store in Houma does much more than shipping. They offer a wide range of products and services to help and support small business owners and individuals. The UPS store in Houma offers packing, shipping boxes, large format printing, banners, shredding, faxing, and more. The UPS store is your one-stop store for business and more. Located on Martin Luther King Boulevard across from Chick-fil-A in Houma. Check them out on Facebook.
Keep up with your favorite shows on the go with TV Everywhere. Vision's TV packages now include TV Everywhere, so you can watch your favorites on any internet-connected laptop or mobile device, anytime, anywhere. Keep up with series, movies, and more from many networks in your TV package, including live sports on channels like ESPN. Just log in, make your selection, and enjoy. TV Everywhere. It's included with Vision's TV service. Sign up now at viscom.net.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injuries.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
So do you like it? Do you like all the purple? Do you like the fact that it looks like one of those pods when you take a business class or first class flights overseas on those wide body jets? Do you like that you can take a nap? You can plug in your helmets. You can plug in your iPads. You got cup holders. You got. What are you shaking your head
I'm
for?
I'm just more disappointed that when I was a student at
television and each one.
When I was a student at LSU,
your dorms didn't look anything like that.
No, that and the cafeteria that they. Well, maybe I should say a luxurious dining for the.
They have a chef.
Yeah,
now.
I wouldn't even call it a cafeteria because they're serving these shrimp that don't even look like shrimp.
Oh wow! Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. A little jealous there, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I heard him. This is what a prime rib and a filet should taste like. I'm like, Jesus.
Well, you know,
I get this frozen pizza from
frozen. That's how it works for you being a normal student that brings nothing to university. Marlon Favorite, who brought a national championship to the LSU Fighting Tigers, also though feels like Jordan, our intern today. Marlon, what's going on, man?
Man, it's feeling good, Gus. I'm just sitting here watching these videos of the new facility and the initial reaction of all the student athletes from Derek Stingley to Clyde Allaire, and I'm a bit jealous. I don't want to cry, but...
No, I hear you. And look, initially when you saw the series of videos yesterday, it's the tour of the facility, then it shows you all of the different areas that they got. It's pretty impressive, to say the least. And the first thing that pops in my head is, man, that is just recruiting 101, right? I mean, they did it for a reason. Obviously, for the players, we'll get into that. But just the series of videos, you see ESPN College Football retweeted. You see national people retweet those videos and comment on it. It's doing its job from the beginning of getting the word out of, man, look at these facilities. You told me this morning, hard to compare the LSU new locker rooms in a practice facility to anywhere in the country, right?
Anywhere in the country, Gus, you definitely said it. I'm just thinking of the 13 different teams I bounced around to between the NFL, the USL, and the AFL, and I can say my old alma mater has the best facility I've ever seen. And, yes, Seattle, beautiful facility. The Rams, their old facility, I can imagine their new facility, beautiful. Baltimore Ravens, beautiful facility. But the LSU Tigers, man, has definitely topped it. Hello, somebody. Talk to me, New Orleans. 225, where you at with it, babe?
Look, it's one of the things that's remarkable, too, just how it's redesigned and re-imaged In terms of, it doesn't look like a normal locker, right? We looked at those pods, and those pods are multifunction. You can literally lay down, take a nap. And I guess until you saw some of the smaller athletes or just smaller staff members that were sitting in it, you didn't realize how big they were unless you saw some of the LSU's linemen laying down in there, and there was still plenty of room to go. Are you surprised by how much space are in those pods?
Man, that definitely tripped me out, because when I saw the first few images, I'm like, wait, I don't know if my wide shoulders, because I'm definitely going to lay down and want somebody locker room. Somebody get jacked when I get out there. And I'm like, I won't be able to fit in it. Then I saw Rashard Lawrence laying down with space. I'm like, OMG, they definitely did this one. And Gus, it kind of makes me jog down memory lane, and I remember this feeling back in 2005 when we first got over off of Skip Bertman into that new facility, because before then, our lockers were in the locker room. We used to have to bus it over to the field and back. So that was the last upgrade LSU had made back in 2005. And I remember that feeling we had, the locker room, you know, having chargers near them. And, you know, this was right when information technology was starting to break through in the way it is now. Now, you know, we'll always talk about LSU, you know, they need to upgrade their lockers, this, that. And me and Greg Springfeller have a really good relationship, so we talk all the time. And his eyes and eyebrows go up big every time I say, man, this is talking about dating back 2-3 years ago, man, watch when we redo ours. And now I see what all the hype is, man, nicest facility in football, period.
Speaking with Marlon Favorite, of course, won a national championship for the Tigers. You know, one of the things that I look at, you always hear players and always talk about the importance of facilities, Marlon. And when you see these videos, whether it's on Twitter, Snap, Facebook, Instagram stories, you name it, it's catching the eye, right? Already, we've talked about this class that's coming in, the 1920 class being talked about as perhaps the top in the country. And you work with kids in high school right now, trying to get them to that collegiate level. Why? Talk to us as a former athlete working with young kids. Why do facilities, right, matter? And why does it matter in their decision making? If they had an equal chance to go to the top schools football wise, they all have a scholarship from those programs. Does facilities really maybe give the edge to one team to another?
Well, Gus, I'll give this one time for all our real estate agents listening right now, people, home owners, and people who flip houses. They'll tell you, when you first go into your home, your new home, if you're purchasing a new home, and it's that feeling that you get when you go in there, whether it's a spacious den or a really nice patio, that means something in the clothes. You know, all the, you know, folks who deal in sales and real estate, they know that. They know that when they go into a facility, you have to sell that. That's no different from recruiting. And LSU knew that they had to take this next few years to evolve. Alabama has a nice facility. Clemson has a nice facility. Texas A&M. So we had to do something that was mind-blowing and set us apart and really set the standards on how facilities have to look, because the recruits are lit, and they're like, whoa, look at this. This could be my home. Because that's what it is, Gus. This is what we spend most of our time at, right here in the locker room, whether it's getting ready for practice, coming out of practice, waiting till it's meeting time, whatever the case may be, this is what it's all about. So that definitely changes the game for sure.
Marlon, there were some people on Twitter tweeting pictures of, I guess, the LSU library showing holes and some state of disrepair and going, oh, look, and you look at other comments from people saying, hey, how about they invest in areas where these kids can go study and things of that nature. That $28 million is not just the locker room. It is academics. It is eating. It is dining. It is all those different things. You know, obviously, from having toured the old place, too, as you mentioned, most of the time is spent in that building. That's where you go do your study hall. That's where you get your tutors. That's where you get all that other stuff. That's where you're eating. You're spending all the time in that building.
Yeah, that's where you're at the whole time, and even more so now. Like back then, we had to report to the big academic building right down from the stadium for study hall to meet with your mentor, to get ready for a test where you're studying or printing out your reports. and typing reports and you know, that whole academic side for a student athlete, we had spots. Now they have that there. Even with the nutrition side, we would have to go to, like, by the peer of, Commons, by the Commons. That was new my last few years at LSU and EAT. Now all that's there, shakes in the weight room. And so I know, you saw the chef, top chef, So, I mean, this is a true upgrade as a student athlete playing football, coming to LSU. You couldn't ask for a better experience, for sure.
Marlon, do you know what was that, Jordan? Lagostin lobster?
Yeah, it looked like Lagostin lobster.
Yeah, for day one.
That's Blake Ferguson.
Blake Ferguson
put that out on Twitter.
That's day one at the facility yesterday. Have you ever had Lagostin lobster day one over at the facility for practice?
No, I can't get into the lobsters, y'all. I don't do the lobsters, bro. For real. I never had lobsters.
So you're going to be passing on what it looks there, Jordan. Three fried shrimp.
Three fried shrimp with a lemon on the side.
Yeah, with a lemon
on the side. Looks like that is, beef?
I don't know. Is that lamb? I don't know.
It probably is lamb.
This is a higher level of culinary than I'm used to.
Yeah, it's not the 459.
No, exactly. Marlon, obviously, look, that's going to help recruit. That's going to help those players here and there. At the end of the day, you got to win some games, though, man. Got to win some games, and practice is coming up. Your final take on SEC Media Days, pick six to finish in the West.
I like it, and you don't never want to be top dog, especially at the beginning of the season, because it puts a big target on your back. So for LSU, just stepping up to the plate, get the perspective they deserve. It speaks to the testament of the talent on that team. I think two is a good spot. I think that's where you want to be going into the preseason. You're not at the top with targets on your back and the expectations from a mental standpoint for the ballers messing with them versus right there at number two, win your game and get ready for big dog SEC play.
There it is, Marlon Fayright. Going to join us tomorrow as we talk a little bit more in depth. Brian's going to join us on the show here as well. We'll talk about value. What are some of these kids sort of getting? Because, look, Darren Revelle is tweeting out there what was the value of, kids. And Jay Bill has tweeted this morning, don't tell me schools can't pay players. And he has pictures of the LSU locker room. So we're going to delve into that a little bit deeper tomorrow, Marlon. Look forward to chatting with you.
Sound like a win. Talk to y'all later.
Good. At Big Fay 504 is way to follow over on Twitter. Inside of Trenches, the podcast, and of course, right here on ESPN New Orleans, he joins us, and we talk during the week. What you're really bitter about this, aren't you?
I am, because I was just basically cattled into the 459, which is
I don't even know what you're talking about. What is that?
The 459's like for students where they go eat every day. That's where you use like your points.
Like, so you didn't have
or your swipes.
Langoustine lobster.
Oh no!
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 Yeah.
That was just basically frozen food that I was fed every day.
What did you bring LSU your freshman year?
My present,
Your present.
Yeah. I mean, they were blessed with me just being there.
Okay.
And so, I did break my nose.
That's right.
So, I mean, I think I should have been.
Poor Jordan. Nothing like that at SLU, huh?
No, they have a very nice student union.
Yeah, but is it like this?
Not quite.
Sports Hangover continues.
We have a Taco
next.
Bell.
We're live at Sunbelt Media Days on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Warm weather means baseball, but it also means swarming termites. Hi, I'm Nichols baseball coach Seth Thibodeau. When I want to strike out termites, I put the local experts Dan Foster and Billy Foster in the game. Terminex targets termites where they live and eliminates the colony. Call a local team at Terminex of Houma for a free inspection and quote on termite protection. It will be a home run.
Terminex is a proud supporter of Nichols Athletics.
El Paso Mexican Grill in Raceland is well known for their authentic Mexican food and their cantina. Come and enjoy their daily lunch specials and happy hour from 3 till 7 with $2 ice cold beer and 2-for-1 margaritas. Looking for the best party on the bayou? Well, that's El Paso's Grill and Cantina with a live mariachi band. El Paso Mexican Grill, the freshest food from our family to yours. El Paso Mexican Grill on Highway 1 in Raceland.
You want to ride like a VIP? Then call Ray Rides Luxury Limo Service, your best choice for transportation in Houma, Thibodaux, and Nola. Call Ray Rides and let their skilled chauffeurs drive your party safely and in comfort to concerts, sporting events, Saints games, Pelican games, weddings, high school dances, conventions, or airport and cruise transfers. Whether you're planning your next great escape to the Big Easy and you need transportation for a large group or a small group, call or book online at rayrides.com.
Hello, this is Sheriff Craig Weber. With the summertime heat upon us, many kids are enjoying a dip in a swimming pool. But this activity is not without serious risk. Drowning is the leading cause of death in children ages 1 to 4. It can happen quickly and quietly and even in the presence of lifeguards. Parents, you must properly supervise your children at all times while swimming. Avoid distractions, including your cell phone. If a child goes missing, be sure to check the pool first if one is nearby.
This is a message from the Lafourche Parish Sheriff's Office.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school or even let alone go to college, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter Brooklyn was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, studied hard, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone.
I feel like if I didn't have anyone to push me, I wouldn't even bother to do it. I got one milestone down the drain, and now I got to work on the next. I see the future is really bright for me. I feel like it doesn't matter the age, as long as you go back and get it done. The high school diploma is just added to the confidence, and now I feel unstoppable.
No one gets a diploma alone. You have more support than you realize. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
The man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
This Saturday, July 27th, from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Grand Isle International Tarpon Rodeo. Casey Gisclair will be broadcasting live from there. And, of course, the broadcast sponsored in part by Ashley Berry Estate Farm. Mike, Big Mike Fezzi, candidate for State Senate, Lafourche Parish Sheriff's Office. And Brenda LaRue Babin, candidate for Senate, District 20. So thanks to them for making sure that we can tell you all about the fish that's caught out there at the Grand Isle International Tarpon Rodeo. Why are you rolling your eyes? Are you a big fisherman?
Oh yeah, I'm a big fisherman. You haven't caught a fish. I've been asking you to go fishing with me.
I knew that's why you were rolling your eyes because you wanted to bring up how I've never caught a fish. Sean Fox.
I heard it gets wild out there.
Where are you from again?
Monroe. Thank you.
No. I know the station.
Sports Talk 97.7.
Yeah, I can't ever remember it really.
It's not important.
Okay. Have you caught a fish?
Dude. Okay. So when I was 9 or 10.
Okay, but you've caught a fish.
I got a hook stuck in my finger, and I've never fished again.
See.
So you've never caught a fish?
You can lose your eye catching a fish.
No.
You've gone to the pet store and at least scooped out your own fish, correct?
I have two goldfish at the house. Beavis and Butthead.
Beavis and Butthead.
That's my goldfish.
Oh, I gotta give
you're a little young for that.
I gotta give a shout out to my fish, Rick. He died this over the weekend. So rest in peace, Rick.
We've hit a new high on this show, haven't we?
Boy.
We're giving a shout out.
Things
to a dead
this
fish.
Is the radio in the big city. Talking about your dead fish, Rick.
Hey.
But now I heard the tarpon radio, like, I heard it's wild.
No,
like,
it is. It's an incredible
it's a scene,
event.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't go fish, but I'd like to go, well, never mind. I don't. I'm glad that your show is the Sports Hangover because that is appropriate for me today.
Yeah.
I still think I have alcohol in my system.
That's ridiculous.
That's awful.
It really, honestly. What time does your show start?
Well, usually 3, but I'm going on at 2 today. Kind of regret that decision.
Well, I'm getting you ready for that. Exactly. Instead of taking a nap or somewhere in a nice cold
air. Ironically, the lower I'm on the show with you, the sicker I'm getting. So.
Yeah. Well, obviously, what are you getting, 97.7 The Talk or whatever?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay.
We can call it whatever you want.
But you guys have been a basketball affiliate for years, really, since it started with the Hornets and out. So you and I talk about it all the time. Come on, we talk Saints and Pels every week. So, there's a ton of excitement here. There is legit.
Palpable.
I mean, people are buying season tickets. Mm-hmm. People are talking about it on our show. We can legitimately talk about it. It's not manufactured hype, I guess, is what I think I used with you.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like up there, honestly?
Well,
because you're removed a little bit.
our friend, the big guy, bought season tickets. So you got people in Monroe.
Tyler?
Bought season tickets.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, and obviously how many games is he going to be able to go to? I mean, in Monroe. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he was compelled enough to buy
season
tickets.
4 hours? You got to go through Jackson to come this way?
Yeah. 4 hours.
Okay.
Yep. Utica, Jackson, all that fun stuff.
Okay.
It's a terrible drive. And I said this on my show, Gus, and I know it's easy to bash Anthony Davis. He's a tremendous player. Anthony Davis is a great player. Anthony Davis is a star.
Mm-hmm.
What we've learned in a short amount of time, there are stars and there are superstars. Mm-hmm. Zion is a superstar. Zion is transcendent. There's been more buzz about Pelicans basketball than I have ever seen right now in the years I've done my show.
It's remarkable, and the reason I asked that, because Jordan can attest to this, and I was on I got tabbed by Jake Madison to be on Locked On Pels on the podcast, and what I said to him yesterday was, to what you just said, you're absolutely right. Zion started the buzz, right? It's why everyone was there Thursday, the night of the draft. It's why everybody was excited.
Yep.
And then Summer League happens.
I was compelled to watch Summer League basketball.
Okay.
Yeah.
Summer League takes place. And I said, what's remarkable is that we haven't sat in a room and actually seen the 14 to 15 players that are going to be on the roster. We hadn't seen, up until last Monday, those four players, a Favor, Ball, Ingram, and Hart. We hadn't seen Redick in the same room with Zion, Jackson Hayes, Nikhil Alexander Walker, Kenrich Williams, or whatever. They haven't even been in the same room together. What's remarkable is Zion got you excited.
Yep.
And then you see the moves that David Griffin made. And then you saw Summer League and went, oh, well, this Jackson Hayes kid, you got to get him on the court. Nikhil Alexander Walker, I got to get him on the court. There's Frank Jackson who's ready to get him on the court.
I like Frank Jackson a lot. I'm glad you mentioned him.
Kenrich Williams is Kenny Hustle. I got to get him on it. All of a sudden, I'm thinking, like I told Jake, I'm thinking of a second unit. I'm thinking of, hey, go build your brand, go build your name. You can sell the shirts in the arena, you know, call yourself the Baby Birds. You come off the bench, you have one goal, one mission. That could be on the back of the shirt. One goal, one mission, dunk on your Rim Reapers. Call yourself the Rim Reapers. Do whatever. But all of a sudden, we haven't even looked at the starting five. And what's remarkable.
And I don't even know what the start. Like, I'm curious. Does Redick start? Does Ingram start?
That's my point. Yeah. What's remarkable is Zion can literally just come in and be him. He can play off of other people. That's remarkable in this statement when you think of that.
Yep.
That the number one overall pick, the lottery guy, the guy that builds franchises to any other team but the Pels, right? If he goes to New York, like R.J. Barrett could be seen as the guy that needs to drop 25, 30 a night. Zion can literally play off of a guy that David Griffin says, you go be the MVP and Drew Holiday. A guy that's going to play off of Lonzo Ball, who says, I'm just going to go play like I used to. I'm just going to dish you the ball everywhere. He can play off of and assist a guy like J.J. Redick, who's going to be waiting in the wings over there. He can play off of a guy like, you know, Derek Favors, who's going to clean up glass and move some bodies. It's incredible that my excitement.
Right.
But as I sit here on July 22nd waiting for their training camp in September, I'm like, I can't wait about the rest of
the
season.
Almost like you forgot about the first unit when you were watching Jackson Hayes and Nikhil Alexander play.
And you're like, are these guys even going to play? Are they even going to be in the rotation?
And to a certain extent, like, I kind of forgot that Zion was even on our team when.
Right.
That's a good thing.
I'm not being ridiculous, but I'm like, dude, we have to go back to talk to him because I think there's other things that make it exciting.
Curious your thoughts. The NBA, mm-hmm. I think, this is the most excited I've been about the NBA in a long time because if you look at it, in 2 years, and I'm going to start with your boy LeBron going to the Lakers, they've essentially hit the reset button on the entire league. I mean, it's fascinating. If you look at the top 25 players, I looked at it from 2017. I think 18 of them or 19 of them have switched teams
in the last 2 years. All NBA players in the last 2 years.
That's NBA. That's insane. Like, can you – I mean, think about this because we're so in love with football.
Yeah.
Can you imagine every top quarterback
switching
teams?
Yeah.
I mean, it's wild, but we've went from an era of the super team to where I feel like, you remember NBA Jam?
Yeah.
Now it's the NBA Jam era. Everybody's got two guys.
Got a dynamic duo.
NBA Jam.
It's the NBA Jam era now. Except with the Pels, we don't know who those two guys are. And I'm looking at it, look, I don't want to get all worked up and everybody, like, they're going to win. I'm not saying they're going to win. I know you're big. You're all in. I'm not saying they're going to make the playoffs. I'm saying if you start looking at rosters, tell me this is not the deepest roster
ESPN
that you've seen.
Put out their power rankings last week. A year ago last week, right, they were picked 8th in the West.
Mm-hmm.
They're picked 9th this year. They were picked, 11th overall power rankings? They were 14th this year. So when you look at it, or 15th or something like that.
It was 14 or 15.
Right. My point is it was a separation of 4 or 5 teams. And I can sit there and say, well, there's 3 teams that have gotten better, so I can see why they went down.
Yep.
Clippers have gotten better. You know, you can look at whether or not Brooklyn.
I think Dallas has gotten better.
Okay, but that's what I'm getting at. But I'm talking about just in the moves and free agency.
Yeah.
They got better because of those free agency moves, and you only drop 2-3 spots. You only drop 1 spot in the West.
Good point.
With, mind you, your franchise player saying deuces, that's all, folks. That's remarkable. And again, it's to your point. They got no ties. This is just people looking at your roster, looking at what you got, and going, hey, you were 1 spot off from last year with Anthony Davis, and you only dropped 1? Again, that means that you're going to be in contention for an 8 spot. That's incredible.
With almost a completely revamped roster.
Six months after your face of your franchise says deuces. I mean, that just doesn't happen.
Again, it's just so funny to see how things have worked out, where how bad of a time that was. But in all actuality, Anthony Davis doing what he did was the best thing that could happen to this franchise.
I think I said it to you on Friday. I said it to Jake yesterday. You start there. Go right before that, though. Houston Rockets. Arena's going bananas. Holding on, trying to win against Houston. And Boogie blows his Achilles.
Yep.
If Boogie doesn't blow his Achilles, he gets the max deal.
Yep.
Dell Demps likely maybe fires Gentry if they don't start winning that following season. AD probably signs the max. At least at first.
Boogie signs the max.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. He was getting the max.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a fact. They were going to offer the max, and he was going to sign it.
And sure.
You would have had 2 players maxed. Then you have Drew. You would have been in, I mean, just think about that.
You might have kept Rondo also.
Well, but I'm just saying, you don't know who you got.
It's fascinating.
Running the team, coaching the team, no clue.
Gale's a mob boss.
Go take a nap.
I need it so bad.
Follow Sean over on Twitter at Fox 4 Sports Talk. Sports Talk 97.7.
Who dat?
Up in Ruston, Monroe.
Flock
it's
up.
Always a pleasure. See, I remember your name and your team and your,
the,
you know,
the pleasure is all on this side of the table, sir. Just an honor to be on in my home city.
You should be. You should be honored.
Thanks for my yearly, my yearly visit.
As always, man. Pleasure, buddy. Take care. When we come back, Lenny Van Gilder, CrescentCitySports.com, is going to join us. We'll chat a little bit about the Sun Belt Media Conference Days, which we are here live broadcasting from in the Superdome. It's the Sports Hangover in your home of Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back, too. Your good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
If you're a small business owner, there's no better place to find the impact hire to help your business than LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends qualified candidates from their community of engaged and career-minded people, candidates who you likely won't be able to reach anywhere else. The truth is, over 70% of the U.S. workforce is on LinkedIn, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting a job on LinkedIn and visit linkedin.com/sports to get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/sports for $50 off your first job post. linkedin.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
At Thibodeau Regional, we're proud to announce we've received HealthGrade's 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. What's more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's health care. Thibodeau Regional, once again recognized by HealthGrades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
This is Golic and Wingo.
So for anybody out there in any business you're in, if you're negotiating your contract and you have others, companies maybe in that same field that are looking at you possibly as well, go for the stay bonus. What do I mean by stay bonus? Well, Lincoln Riley's contract, as Trey mentioned, is now $6 million per year. And each year when the contract ends and the next day when the next year the contract begins, he gets a stay bonus of $700,000, which is, you're staying with us for another year? Here's $700,000.
And if you make it to the magical number of 2021, they will pay him an extra $1 million if he stays at Oklahoma after that date.
It looks like nice money because it's $700,000 each year up to 2021 and then $1 million. But if he goes to the NFL, I mean, dude is going to be in the top three, top five of top paid coaches right out of the gate.
Golic and Wingo, weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN 2.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Lenny Van Gilder, Crescent City Sports. He joins us throughout the year. Talk about it. Pretty much everything. A little high school sports, a little pro sports, the works. And you're here covering Sunbelt Media Days. How are you, Lenny?
It's good to be here. And it's football season again. That makes it even better.
I know,
right?
It's crazy. We're touching on it just now and real quickly. We only got about 7 minutes here. I want to touch on some of the teams here in the Sunbelt. But we got a call last week and somebody wanted to know why UNO football hasn't happened. We had Coach Schlesinger on from basketball, but I know they had like a club team and they were looking into it. I said it's about funding. You gotta have funding. And, you know, we're looking at the pictures from LSU's locker room, $28 million for just locker rooms. I mean, it's funding. Is that the main reason UNO doesn't have a football team?
I think that's a start. To start from scratch, and people will tell you, oh, just go play at Ted Gormley. That's, you know, you got a facility in town that you could go play your games. And yeah, but you got to have a place to practice. Got to have a locker room. You got to have a staff. All the things that go with it. You're talking about, you know, a solid eight-figure commitment on the front end to be able to do this. And I don't see anybody writing that kind of check to UNO at this point to get that thing started. And where, you know, people think, okay, well, you're going to come all the way back up and play, you know, FBS football? No, I think UNO's found a good home in the Southland.
Right.
And I think that if they did want to start football, it'd be a good place for them, you know, to land right there and be able to play there. But it's, look, Tim Duncan's, you know, hit the ground running, certainly, and you don't rule anything out, but I think he's got a lot of things that he's got to take care of in his house before you start talking about something like football.
When you take a look at the Sun Belt Conference, this is where we are here, Sun Belt Media Days, two Louisiana schools, the Cajuns, and you got UL Monroe up there in North Louisiana. It's pretty good football elsewhere around here. Louisiana and App State picked to meet again and win the East and West and meet in the conference title game like they were last year. Coach Napier's kind of come in and you talked about hitting the ground running. First year last year, has some Clemson background and ties and, you know, Bama as well, and you kind of see that, huh?
No doubt. And, look, that is a fan base that, you know, I worked there for 2 years, so I got to see it firsthand. And, you know, I've been involved with New Orleans Bowl from arm's length since they've been here as well. And yeah, you've seen it when they're good, their fans get incredibly passionate. They painted the town red a number of weeks here when their team has come to the New Orleans Bowl and, you know, in December. And if that happens again, if they can win a conference championship and get back here that week before Christmas, it's going to be a lot of red, not just green in town because it's Christmas time.
You know, one of the things, obviously, that you see in this conference here as well is last year was the first time that they had a conference title game. And I know we can kind of talk about this past week with the American Conference losing UConn, and eventually they're going to have to go down to with the top two teams to go. You like conference plays and having title games. They work for them. They have their own little trophy. I love it. I love having something that you can sort of look into as to where you can go play at.
Well, yeah, it's interesting that, you know, 25 years ago, these things basically didn't exist until the SEC started them, and somebody found a loophole in the rules and realized, hey, if you get to 12 teams in a conference,
right,
you can have two six-team divisions, and you can play a conference championship game. And lo and behold, you know, we've seen a couple of rules changes. We've seen a lot of expansion. And basically every FBS conference now has a conference championship game. Mm-hmm. And I think it's good. It's something to play for at the end of the year. The majority of them are playing the games on campuses, especially at the group of five level. And that's, you know, I think the only one that's not is the Mid-American Conference. They play it in the Lions Stadium in Detroit. But, that's what needs to happen with, you know, with these things. And it was a great step for this league. You know, this league is really, you know, improved by leaps and bounds since it started football back in 2001. And a tip of the hat to the conference office. They brought back Wright Waters today, who was not the original commissioner, but the commissioner of the Sun Belt when they started football. And, you know, that was part of his plan, and he was here for many years. And then, you know, he stepped away. Carl Benson came in. Yeah, he just stepped away this year. Now Keith Gill is the new commissioner here, and you know, they brought back Wright, and I thought that was a really classy move. And Wright, you know, Wright is now with the Football Bowl Association, but he was the one that had the vision for this league to be able to go to play as an FBS football conference, and they've come a long way in 19 years.
We're going to speak to Nick White here. He's the voice of the Warhawks over at ULM, and you know, we're just touching on the conference last year. Look, LSU fans are all about Troy. You know, App State's had some nice big wins here as well. But you've had some teams in this conference pull off some big upsets and kind of, you know, look, you see double-digit wins in a lot of different parts here, at least in the East. You know, App State had 11 wins, Troy had 10 wins, Georgia Southern had 10 wins. So there's some teams that play some pretty good football.
Yeah, and they've got the best winning percentage in bowl games of any conference, not just the group of five, but any conference in the last 3 years. So they get their teams ready to play in you know, at the end of the year, which is a good thing. But you, all those schools you just mentioned, maybe right now this league is a little East heavy with those schools you just mentioned. Mm-hmm. You know, with App State, with Georgia Southern, with Troy. Of course, Georgia Southern opens at LSU this year, so you know they're solid. Ask you know they gave Alabama all they wanted a couple of years ago, went
right
in there and hung a bunch of points on them, and had Nick Saban in panic mode, as he's so often to do, even when he's got far and away the best team.
Right.
But that'll be a game. That'll be an interesting game to watch right out of the box. By the way, August 31st, you know, for this league, if Georgia Southern, like, nobody's saying Georgia Southern's going to roll into Baton Rouge and win, but if they can go in there and play well, you know, against LSU, yes, it's their opener, but you know what? You got to believe that some of those guys in purple and gold are going to have their eye on a trip to Austin the following week, too. So they might be able to sneak up and make that game kind of interesting.
We're going to speak with Kirk Merritt at 1:30, Arkansas State receiver. He went to Destrehan High School. This is maybe another league as well that you're going to see, and I say this all the time. We talk a lot about the classes LSU, and then we're getting the high school football talent here is ridiculous. And this year I heard it's even better. There's only so many spots at LSU when Bama and Tulane or UL gets, you know, a lot of these
right
kids here as well. You see a lot of Louisiana kids being able to go in this conference and make some good noise.
Right. And Kirk Merritt's an interesting story. He was a guy who was highly touted coming out of high school, won the competitions that go on at the opening up in Oregon. I mean, you look at the names that were in that, you know, guys like Saquon Barkley and Micah Fitzpatrick. And things. He won the competition, you know. He originally went to Oregon and ended up he wasn't getting a chance to play there, transferred and bounced around a little bit and landed at Arkansas State. Now he's found a home, hit 80-something catches last year, first-team All-Sun Belt player. You know, you don't think he would love to be able to win that conference championship and play his last game here in this very building December 21st in the New Orleans Bowl?
Yeah, exactly. Makes a lot of sense here as well. So overall here in about 30 seconds, Lenny, those are some of the storylines to kind of keep an eye on?
I think so. I mean, look, this, you know, football in the state is, you know, we love it, and it's solid here. You know, really, you know, you were very close with the exception of, you know, some things broke badly for ULM. You could have had all five FBS schools in Louisiana in bowl games last year. And that's, you know, the football here is continues to get better. And, you know, the two teams that are here representing Louisiana certainly figure to have – you know, nice clubs again this year. Be looking forward to see exactly what it is that they do in 2019.
At Lenny Van Gilder is the way to follow him over on Twitter. And, of course, CrescentCitySports.com. He's going to have a little write-up based on Sunbelt Media Days here coming up a little bit. Thank you, man.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
Appreciate it. We'll talk some high school sports here coming up here in a little bit.
Sure.
Yeah, it's right around the corner. When did Jamboree start?
What is that? The weekend before Labor Day. So it's
wow.
Yeah, it is here. Trust me. Practice I think starts. I think they can start 2 weeks from today. So it's here.
It's incredible. Thank you, Lenny. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Hour one's brought to you by the King Firms. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King. 504-909-KING. We'll be back to Sunbelt Media Days over here in the Superdome on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. Captain, call, you got a hook. Captain, damn it, start here.